Simon & Schuster Audio presents Shipwrecked, Book 3 of the Islander series, by Mary Alice Monroe, with Angela May. Read by Michael Crouch. For librarians and teachers, with appreciation for your dedication and efforts to bring the joy of reading and discovering to children. Part 1. Boat Dreams. Prologue.
I fear what will happen next. Will we make it? If you find this, our names are Jake Potter, Lovey Legree, and Macon Simmons. We are from Deweese Island, South Carolina. Please tell our families we love them. Please tell everyone I didn't mean for any of this to happen.
Chapter 1. The Islanders are back together again. June 16th. This was going to be the most epic summer ever. I could feel it the moment I stepped aboard the ferry. Another summer was beginning at my Grandma Honey's house, the Bird's Nest, as she calls it. This year, my parents were staying on the island, too. Well, at least for part of the summer. They still had to go to work, which lately felt like all the time. But that wouldn't ruin my mood because it was summer, and today I'd be back on Deweese Island with my best friends, Macon and Lovey. The ferry sped across the intracoastal waterway, carving deep wakes of white-tipped water on either side of the ship. I stood on the open rooftop and leaned against the warm metal railing, taking in the broad expanse of sea and sky. The wind blew through my hair, and my grin spread from ear to ear. I loved being out on the water. The islands, palm trees, and beaches looked different from on a boat, like I imagine the world must look like to the pelicans, eagles, and other birds that fly along the Carolina coast. I spotted the Deweese Island dock ahead and made a beeline for the ferryboat stairs. My feet clanged on the metal as I hurried down. I was first in line to exit by the time the ferry turned off the big engines. Macon waved and grinned as he trotted down the wood dock to meet me halfway. He was even bigger this summer. "Finally, you made it," Macon said as we slapped each other's backs. I felt the lingering sting of his strength. "Bro," I said, stepping back with my chin tilted upward.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?